Thank you for that, Andrew, and thank you, Secretary. With that, we're going to move on to item number 11, Bighorn Sheep Season. We have Mr. John Canta, our terrestrial section chief, joining us virtually as well.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just a question. Did you guys vote on that last proposal?
Yes, we did.
I think
We did.
I think the question came up. I didn't know if you voted.
Yes. Yes, we did. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. So I'll take Bighorn Sheep. Good afternoon again, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling, John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief. I apologize. I'm having a bit of trouble with my hearing. I'm fighting a cold, so maybe that's why I didn't hear the vote. I'll cover the Bighorn Sheep hunting season for you. And just to review, the last 2 years, the season ran from September 1 through December 31st. The open units were Units 2, which is Elk Mountain along the Wyoming border there, Unit 4, which is Hell Canyon, kind of around that Jewel Cave area, north of Highway 16 in that area, and then Custer State Park. We issued 10 licenses for the 2024 season. Four of those were valid in Custer State Park, three on Elk Mountain, and then two in the Hell Canyon unit, and I'll talk a bit more about that in just a second. And then we had one license that was made available for auction, and I'll be talking about that as well later today or tomorrow. So a total of 10 licenses. We had 100% success, which is expected, and some great opportunity out there. We saw a lot of nice rams harvested, which is great. This being a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, we're always striving for that 100% success and that really quality hunt for those individuals that are lucky enough to draw the tag. Our staff are still out conducting some counts and reviewing data, and so we won't be bringing license numbers for this meeting. We'll ask you to take some action on that at your March commission meeting, but we do have some other changes that I'll go over here in just a minute for this meeting. One thing that I wanted to talk about or come back to is you'll recall that in 2024 here, we did come to the commission or came in an off year. We set the bighorn sheep season every 2 years. 2024, we came back to the commission, and largely because we were experiencing a die-off in the Hell Canyon herd. So unfortunately, we did detect Mycoplasma ovipositor, and I gave you guys a presentation in December on this, but we lost approximately 50% of that herd. Because of that, we asked you to reduce the licenses available for that unit, which you did, to two licenses from four. But then we also asked you to create some additional opportunity, and so we do have bighorn sheep in that Rapid City area, or what we call the Rapid City herd, and those sheep are experienced the die-off several years back and are slowly recovering, but do still provide some very limited opportunity in those areas. And what I mean by that is those sheep occupy public land at times, but a lot of times they're on private land. They can be in rural subdivisions and in neighborhoods where they're inaccessible to hunt. But there are times when they're out and available on public lands, or where folks can gain access to some of that private land and hunt those sheep. And so the commission did make that change as well to the unit in 2024 here. In Hell Canyon, we added that portion of Pennington County in the Black Hills Fire Protection District, which would include that Rapid City area, and allow for that opportunity. And I'm pleased to say that actually one of our Hell Canyon hunters actually harvested a nice ram out of that Rapid City herd. So that whole plan worked, and it was great to have that individual harvest a nice, healthy, older age ram out of that herd and gain some opportunity there versus that ram, say, dying of old age or getting hit by a car or something like that. So while we're experiencing some die-offs and some kind of negative things going on, we are seeing some successes and some great opportunity there as well. Moving right along, what we have for a recommendation for you here today is to yet again create some more opportunity. And so we also have a herd of bighorn sheep in the Deadwood area. This was a herd that we established back in 2013, as I recall, and again, unfortunately, experienced a die-off in that herd. But it is still eking along in low numbers. So we have 25 to 30 sheep in that herd. And so a very slow-growing, small herd of sheep with a very similar situation to Rapid City. Small herd, slow-growing, and also a herd that spends a lot of time on private property and in those rural subdivisions. As these herds start to dwindle and become smaller, there's not enough sheep that they spend a good portion of time on those public lands. And so not appropriate for us to open up a unit because of those uncertainties of whether those sheep will be available during the season or not, but certainly appropriate for us to include it in with another unit. And so the first recommended change that we have for the commission today is to further expand that Hell Canyon unit, that BH4 unit, and what we would do is include those portions of Meade and Lawrence County in the Black Hills Fire Protection District, which would then include that Deadwood herd and that opportunity. So very similar situation to the Rapid City herd, where if folks have the time and can follow those sheep, there are some limited opportunities when they're out on private land. And of course, if they have the contacts, could find some opportunity on private land as well. So that's the first recommended change. And then the next recommended change that we have for you today is just simply a cleanup. And so if you go down past the maps there, we do have the rule, the administrative rule there with those changes. And so you can see in number two there, where it talks about the portion of Pennington County east of the Cheyenne River and so on. And then it excludes the Badlands National Park. So what we're doing in not only the bighorn sheep season, but in many of our seasons, is going through an effort to, rather than exclude specific areas, just simply have a disclaimer on all of our seasons that it's the responsibility of the hunter to identify that property owner, whether it be a national park or a private individual or a tribe or a national refuge, things of that nature. So we're putting that onus back onto those hunters to identify the appropriate managing authority and determine whether or not hunting is allowed. In a lot of our rules, we exclude some areas but not others. There's just a lot of inconsistency, and so we feel that for simplification and consistency purposes, rather than exclude specific areas and perhaps miss some, we would just strike that language and then make that statement at the beginning of our applications and other materials that that onus is on that hunter again to work with that property manager to determine whether hunting is allowed there or not. And so again, those would be the two recommended changes that we have, and to include those portions of Meade and Lawrence County and expand Black Hills Unit 4 for bighorn sheep, and then that rural cleanup. And again, we'll come back to you in March with some additional information on bighorn sheep and some recommended license numbers for each of these units as we further analyze that data. But with that, Madam Chair, I'd certainly take some questions or further discussion.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Mr. Canta? Seeing no questions or comments, we will move this forward as a proposal with a motion and a second. Moved by Beese.
Second.
Seconded by Locken. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? It is adopted and moving forward. Thank you, John. I know you're